Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
As African chief executives navigate an increasingly complex environment of geopolitical shifts, emerging tech and sustainability pressures, the inaugural KPMG Africa CEO Outlook is highlighting the strategic priorities and risks that these leaders face. And joining us now is Stefano Moric, who is a global geopolitical lead or geopolitics lead at KPMG. And Stefano, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. I guess what we want to establish in this conversation is balancing growth and resilience amid unique regional challenges. So let's dive straight in then. The biggest geopolitical risks that are currently impacting African businesses. How do we start? Do you have a list of these issues?
Good evening, Jeremy. Indeed, very exciting times with the release of our African CEO. And you're right, that is the balance we need to strike, is between resilience and growth. And unfortunately, geopolitics can get in the way of growth for those CEOs, those businesses that are not prepared. In terms of the list, you know, I'm skeptical having a list that applies a one-size-fits-all approach to geopolitical risk. We do have a lot of macro analysis of what are the main trends out there that business leaders need to be aware of. Probably number one is the shift in the geopolitical era of from a unipolar world to a multipolar world that makes everything more complex. There's fragmentation of trade. There's a proliferation of trade barriers as countries try to secure the supply chains, and political alliance considerations become more important than economic efficiencies. And all of this contributes to the inflationary pressure that we see in the system. So that's what's happening at the systemic level. But then very much every business has its own geopolitical risk and opportunity exposure. And I like to emphasize that it's not just about the risk and not just about the rainy days, but it's also about preparing that umbrella for the rainy days so that you can find the opportunities also in this shifting geopolitical landscape. So I always advise companies to really do a tailored analysis of what their exposure is, because for someone, something can be a risk. For example, very, very interesting, what's happening in the Red Sea with commercial shipping being disrupted by activities from the Houthi rebels in Yemen. Well, that is actually benefiting a lot of South African ports, right? There's been a lot of diversion of routes. True, from a macro systemic perspective, everything is less efficient. Things are going to cost more. Those goods are going to take more time to reach their final destination because they can't go through the Suez Canal. But that's generating more revenue for South African and Western ports. So that's the bottom line, is geopolitical risk and opportunities are very much tailored to each and every business. And there are some big macro trends that everyone needs to be aware of.
And I would also suggest to you that no longer can a chief executive simply hunker down and focus on their city or their region. One is that they have to have a worldview, they have to have a position, and they also need to be adept enough to move and pivot very quickly.
100%. So the way we like to talk about it, when I speak to our clients around the world, I say that CEOs or someone else in the executive management team needs to be elevated to a chief political officer. This is not a formal role. It's just a way to say that just thinking about commercial priorities, finance numbers, market strategies is no longer sufficient. Because as you said, we reached a level of interdependence globally in the global economy through 20, 25 years of unfettered globalization. Now we see rise of conflicts, rise of geopolitical tensions that are putting that somewhat into a risk perspective. I'm not saying I don't agree with those analysts that say that we are in a deglobalization. I just think that things are becoming a little bit more complex. And I think that business leaders need to have the political nous on top of their commercial nous to be able to navigate these new uncharted waters where politics really matter. And it's hard to distinguish between facts and fiction and signal and noise in the boardroom and in the executive management team these days. So it's important to have the expertise that you need internally, sometimes externally with external experts, to really help you map out what your geopolitical risk and opportunity exposure is and try to make the most of the opportunities and shelter you from the risks.
How are chief executives, Stefano, adapting to the need to attract and retain talent amid one, shifting workforce dynamics, because often borders have become very fluid, and add into that mix the contribution of artificial intelligence?
I'm not the talent expert. I must preface this. The person who's the talent expert within the team that worked on the CEO report is Dr. Candice Hartley. But the bottom line, you hit on the nail on the head there. There's massive shifts in the workforce. One is the generational change. I deal a lot with demographics in my role as geopolitical analyst, and there's a big demographic shift in place around the world. Africa is actually going to be by 2050 the only place in the world where demographic growth will 90% of global demographic growth will be concentrated in Africa. So it will become a big talent pool. But in the meantime, because we have demographic collapse in so many parts of the world, we have a consequent decline in workforce availability, in productivity, and we have at the same time the investment in these critical technologies that will try to provide a solution to some of these talent challenges, including AI, as you said. So CEOs will really have to really focus on this the generational change, also what new generations want in the workforce. I think, Gen Zers are very different from millennials, are very different from Gen X, and very different from boomers in terms of the way that they see the workforce. So they need experts that advise them on these generational differences and how to get the best out of what each generation has to offer in terms of they're just the leniencies. There's areas of expertise. They say Gen Z are more tech savvy, but might be a little bit more. This is obviously a generalization, right? Every person is different, but on tendency, they might be a little bit less extroverted, or vice versa. Millennials are probably not as diligent, they're not as conscientious, but they're really good in social context. These are just some ideas. So I think that there's a transition in place. There's challenges with obviously productivity challenges. There's also the geopolitical risk context that poses risks to growth. And at the same time, you have the rise of AI and other technologies that can help you facing some of these risks to your productivity gains. And so, I think that's absolutely an area of laser focus that CEOs need to.
And Stefano, finally, and just a quick one, and we're back perhaps to the more practical work of a chief executive. You've spoken about geopolitical risk and geopolitical tension. There's also increased geopolitical competition, and that has an obvious impact on supply chain strategy.
Yeah, 100%. So that's what I was referring to at the beginning. Now we have a proliferation. The IMF earlier this year released a report from memory. We've seen about more than 2,000 new trade barriers, industrial policy measures imposed around the world by governments. And about 2/3 of those are trade restrictive in nature. And the idea of some of these policies, think about what's happening in the US in the semiconductor industry space, but also AI itself. Governments are trying to secure their supplies. One other area that is extremely important for Africa is the race to critical minerals as the world moves towards a green energy transition. And the need for these critical minerals is going to skyrocket in the next decade. And a lot of these critical minerals are located in key African countries. And we have countries driving policies and setting strategies to secure the supply chains. And this is increasing the competition, right? It's no longer about let's just develop global supply chains, regardless of how complex they are, in a way that they make sense from an economic efficiency perspective, because the world is relatively safe. We all sort of get along, and the contentions are on the margins, and that's what we should focus on. That was the paradigm of the 1990s and the early 2000s before the financial crisis. Now, countries are racing to secure supply chains in critical industries, in industries and goods that are deemed important for national security purposes. And this is adding a challenge to global business that are not really used to this new world, the new modus operandi. So they need to get on board and need to invest in establishing good relationships with government stakeholders, try when they can to proactively shape the regulatory environment in which they operate, and be on top of this, of these massive changes in the supply chain space, so that they can jump on the bandwagon when there's a policy incentive, and also they can shelter when there's a policy that actually goes against its interest in terms of how these supply chains have been restructured.
I do like that notion of the chief political officer. I am going to leave it there. Stefano Moric, global geopolitical lead or geopolitics lead at KPMG. Thank you so much for talking to me tonight. Appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.